Pues hola a todos y bienvenidos a los podcasts de Trainland. Aprende inglés con episodios diseñados para personas ocupadas como tú.
Sí, avanza rápidamente y domina el idioma con solo unos minutos al día.
Además, nuestras clases con un método único tienen las mejores reseñas de academia en Google.
Y puedes probar una clase gratis cuando quieras.
Sí, recuerda, tu futuro está solo a un podcast de distancia.
Pero hoy vamos a hablar de comparatives and superlatives. Cómo comparar cosas, personas, comida, móviles e incluso futbolistas.
Pues vamos a ver, yo creo que sí que vamos a hablar mucho de fútbol hoy. Bueno, pues listos, vamos a empezar. Ok, Matthew. Hey, hemos cambiado. Estamos en una tienda de tecnología, Mati. Oh, bueno, estamos tomando café. Qué bien. Ok, pues vamos a empezar entonces el diálogo. Bueno, pues, Matthew, look at this one. The screen is bigger than my phone.
True, but this one is cheaper and lighter.
Yeah, but yours is the slowest in the shop.
What? Oh, it's not the slowest. It's the most reliable.
I think the new model is the best, and the camera is much better than yours.
I know. But it's also the most expensive. I'm not rich.
Well, what if you choose a smaller phone? This one is more comfortable to hold.
That's true. And the battery is longer lasting.
So, which one are you getting?
The most expensive one, of course.
Cuando se entere, Miriam. That is a classic, Matthew. Oh, cool, fantastico.
Mary, let's look at what we've just heard in the dialogue. We'll translate each sentence and explain how the comparatives and the superlatives work in English.
Very good.
So, phrase one. This phone is bigger than my phone. Este móvil es más grande que mi móvil. So here, bigger is a comparative adjective. And to short adjectives that only have one syllable, we usually add er and than. So, big, bigger than.
Very good. Small?
Smaller than. And fast, faster than. The rule, and it's an easy one, for short adjectives, simply add er and than.
Fantastic, Matthew. So, we said also another one, no? So this one is cheaper and lighter. So both cheap and light are short adjectives, as you mentioned. So what we do is we add just er at the end. And notice, when the adjective ends with one consonant after a short vowel, like big or hot, what we do is we double the consonant. That's what we call the CVC rule. Consonant, vowel, consonant. The CVC, remember. So, big, bigger, hot, hotter.
I like that rule. It's easy to remember. Okay. Phrase number three. The new model is the best. El modelo nuevo es el mejor. So now we're talking about superlatives. We're not comparing. And we use superlatives to say that one thing is the most of all. For short adjective, we can use the adjective plus est. And for long adjectives, more than one syllable, we need to use the most plus the adjective. So, fast. The fastest.
Big.
The biggest. Beautiful. The most beautiful. Expensive. The most expensive. And don't forget the article the. We always need it.
Fantastic, Matthew. That was so well explained. But remember, in English, we also got irregular. No, no. Irregular verbs, irregular adjectives. My goodness.
Oh, my God.
Everything is irregular in English. So what does that mean? Well, that as you saw, and you can see in the slide, is that, for example, good wouldn't be gooder. Okay, but this is an irregular adjective, so it's better if it's a comparative, as you can see here. Good would be better, and bad would be worse with the comparatives. What happens with the superlatives? You got here also the slide. It would be good, and then we follow the same rule, the, but in this case is the best, and now with bad would be the worst. Not the worst, but the worst, with a T at the end.
Very good, Johnny. Thank you for that. That's good. Important to remember those irregular adjectives. Okay, phrase number four. This one is more comfortable than that one. Este es más cómodo que este. So when the adjective is long, and by long we mean two or more syllables, we need to use more adjective than. So for example, more interesting than, more comfortable than, or more reliable than.
Fantastic. So, but be careful. Don't say comfortable, okay? So we don't add ER at every single adjective. Remember, you have to follow the rule. One syllable, one sound, ER, two or more, it would be more comfortable. Long adjectives never take an ER.
Oh, thank you, Johnny. That's good. Have to remember that. Okay, phrase number five. Yours is the slowest. El tuyo es el más lento. So again, for short adjective, we just add E-S-T to make the superlative. Nice and easy. Slow, the slowest. Tall, the tallest. Cold, the coldest.
And again, don't forget, use the before the superlative every single time. You can say is slowest, but you must say is the slowest. So here we got then a summary of the rules. So let's check the slides that we are using. So remember, one syllable comparative adjective would be ER and them. And if it's a two or more syllables, it would be more plus adjective plus them. In the case of the superlatives, well, the rule is also that if it's a one syllable, the plus adjective followed by ESC at the end. If it's a two or more syllables, which is a longer one, it would be the most plus adjectives. And remember the irregulars. Also, good, better for comparative, and the best for superlative. Bad, worse for comparative, and the worst for superlative. And remember also the common mistakes. For example, cheap. Cheap is just one syllable. More cheaper. No, it's true. It's true that sometimes we think, you know, I sometimes say, Matthew, that in Spanish, I don't know if you have heard this, but sometimes it's, esto es bueno, bueno, no? Or it's caro, caro. We like to double things to make it sound like this is really so, no? Then I think that for us, it's a little bit like saying, well, this is cheap, Well, then I have to say that it's more cheaper because it sounds like it's more. No, forget it. Huh?
Forget it. Oh, I like it.
All right. So with fast, the same. No, not the most fasted. The fact that you add more words, it's not going to make it faster. All right, okay. So, Matthew, I think we have enough with this. Let us go to this section for the question for the audience. So, ¿cómo dirías, chicos, en inglés, yo soy más alto que mi mejor amigo? Así que, ¿cómo dices, yo soy más alto que mi mejor amigo, no? Yo no sé si soy más alto que Matthew o Matthew es más alto que yo. Ahora mismo no me acuerdo, pero yo creo que nosotros somos más altos.
Eres más alto.
Sí, yo creo que somos más altos que Stefan. Porque los que conozcan a Stefan, chicos, los que estudiéis con Stefan, tener en cuenta que Stefan se pone la silla alta para parecer así. Pero realmente es muy pequeñito, así que...
Tiene piernas muy pequeñas, ¿eh? Apenas puede tocar el suelo.
Ah, bueno, cómo nos gusta meternos con Stefan. Ok.
Bueno, chicos, escríbenlo en los comentarios y nos ves en YouTube. Y claro, if you want to learn faster, well, you know what you have to do. Join Trainline. Private teachers, a complete campus... And am I reading this correctly, Johnny? Classes from 39-year-old? Oh, it's a regalo.
Yeah, I mean, that's it, that's it. No, ahí tenéis la opción de entrar, ver vídeos, clases grabadas, el campus. Bueno, es una maravilla. Así que, es nada, chicos, si queréis estudiar con nosotros, entrar en www.training.com. Bueno, pues Matthew, this is now the big, big question. This is now the big question, amigo. So the point is, who is the gold? Who is the best player ever?
That's a tough one, huh? That's a real tough one. So I think, Johnny, it depends on the criteria, yeah? But I'm going to go out there. I'm going to put my hand in the fire. I say that Messi is the GOAT.
The most talented. I agree. But Ronaldo, which we also have here, in terms of pure athleticism and power, es una máquina. It's definitely stronger, more consistent than most players.
Why? Could be true, Johnny. I can't argue with that. But Messi, it's just natural, no? And creative. I mean, look at the way he dribbles. He makes everything look so easy. For me, Ronaldo is the most powerful, but I think Messi is the most magical on the ball.
All right. But then we can't forget about Pelé, for example, no? I mean, Pelé is the greatest striker of all time for many people, especially Brazilians, no? If you speak with Brazilians, Pelé is like Maradona for Argentinians, no? So he was faster than anyone in his time.
It's true. And you mentioned him, Maradona. He had some real personality on the pitch. And he had incredible vision, no? So his hand of God moment... still lived on.
What, was that with England?
It was
with England.
It still hurts.
You know, I think this is not Maradona, the one in the picture. That's England.
I don't remember the afro. No.
But Maradona had some serious personality on the pitch. What about Zidane? Zinedine Zidane. No, he was the most elegant player. In terms of control, composure, calm, but could strike when needed.
Yeah, you're right. He was a very elegant player. But let's not forget about Cruyff.
Oh.
He was the most intelligent footballer at his time. His vision, he had the ability to control the game. You know, many people say he was the most innovative player of the 1970s.
You're right. Cruyff revolutionized football. But let's talk about today's stars. For example, Mbappé. No? Mbappé is one of the, well, he's the fastest player right now. His pace is just unbelievable.
Well, that's true. He is the standard. But, you know, if you're talking about pure ability, for me, Messi is the best. He is the GOAT. He's a magician on the field.
Yeah. And what about Haaland? He is the most powerful striker right now. He's physically is unmatched, and he's already breaking records in the Premier League.
No, that's true. You're right, Johnny. He's more dominant physically than Ronaldo. But, you know, I think Ronaldo's technique and his consistency, he was a machine, just makes him superior.
And talking a little bit about the Premier League, no? There's so many good players. De Bruyne is a Belgian guy, no? Is the most complete midfielder right now. He can pass, shoot, create opportunities like nobody else.
Ah, that's true. You're right. He is amazing. But what about Virgil van Dijk? One of the best defenders in the world right now, hands down. His positioning, his dominance, better than anyone else in defense.
Yeah, and if we go to La Liga, I don't know, for example, Vinicius Jr., no, is becoming more important than ever for Real Madrid. His skill on the ball is the best in La Liga right now.
Well, that's true. He's got skill. I'm not so sure about his attitude.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. So anyway, and we have some more names, no? We could think about Sergio Ramos or Modric, who were already, no, they are not playing right now in La Liga anymore, no? But, yeah, neither Neymar, I don't know, Kanté. We could go on and on. For you, who is the best player in Newcastle, your team?
You just took it up a level, one of the best teams in the world. Newcastle. So we just lost our star player. But I think for me, my favorite player is a Brazilian guy, Bruno Guimarães. I like him.
All right. Okay.
What about you? What's your favorite player in...
Atleti. Well, I think Julian Alvarez, I think he's the star right now. So, yeah. So, anyway, we will see what's... well, people would mention different ones, no? So, at the end, the number one, I don't know. In your case, who's your number one at the end from all the names we gave?
Well, I think it's difficult to choose, but... maybe I go with Pele.
Oh, yeah. I think I will go with Pele as well, you know, then we don't get in trouble with anyone. So, and we used a lot of comparatives and superlatives on this talking about football. So, excellent. Okay, so let us go to answer the question to the audience, Matthew.
Yeah, right, Johnny. Okay, so there we have it in the slide. How would you say in English, yo estoy más alto que mi mejor amigo?
So let's see.
There it is, good. I'm taller than my best friend.
Very good. Fantastic. So, and then this is interaction question for you. Para ti, amigo, who is the best footballer ever and why? Well, leave us a comment. So tell us who is the fastest, who is the most talented, the best. Well, leave us your comments and we would be happy just to learn about this. So, Matthew, what have we learned today?
Let's have a look at our review. So, hemos aprendido sobre comparatives, superlatives, and the irregular forms. Maybe they're the hardest ones, Johnny, to remember. Oh. Good, better, best.
Sí.
Bad, worse, the worst.
Sí, esos son difíciles. Y acordaros, amigos, podéis entrar en Trainland, podéis aprender inglés rápido, aprender bien, tenéis profesores privados, tenéis profesores nativos, profesores que os van a enseñar bien el inglés, tenéis más de 1,000 clases grabadas, un acceso 24/7 al campus y precios que están muy bien para el nivel de profes que somos, Matthew, porque vamos a ser modestos, ¿no? Los profes que hay en Trainland... La verdad es que bien. En eso no hay duda ninguna. Van a poder aprender inglés muy bien. Bueno, pues te recuerda, puedes probar una clase gratis.
Claro, sí. Entra en trainland.com y elige tu camino.
Muy bien, muy bien. Muy bien, pues para el próximo episodio, pues seguiremos... aprendiendo más cosas, así que bueno, pues lo dejamos ahí abierto para que podáis ir aprendiendo con todos nuestros profes y con las clases que tenemos preparadas, y nos vemos en el próximo episodio, chicos.
Nos vemos, chicos.